You have reached Sisters of Chrismatica, Site 5. So we ask that you're careful as you move around the space.
Sculpture by Clement Meadmore, called Dervish. It is a quite tall sculpture, maybe 5 meters, in an aspect of rusty metal, but still it looks quite light and aerial. We can sit on the edge of the plinth, which is made of concrete. It's a big circle. Near there is a cafe with red chairs and a tree. And the cafe roof is a triangle. And if we go on one side of the sculpture, opposite the side near the river, not a tunnel, we are nearly under a bridge. This space feels like we are at the intersection of various paths. Behind there is testing grounds. Further there is a lift, the St. Kilda lift, to go up the Prince's Bridge.
I like it.
You like it? What do you like the best?
As river, peace, relax.
So for you, the river is relaxing?
Yes, make me relaxing.
Or just bicycle riding, people laughing and having a nice time, I guess.
Water rushing, water.
I guess I'm hearing a lot of the train sounds. And as the trams rattle across the bridge, I can hear those in the background. I don't hear too many bird sounds, although I do see lots of silhouettes of birds. So usually when there's, if you wait a few minutes, you'll hear different sounds. You know, the bikes going past, a whole lot of kids coming down the stairs, excited from school or something like that. But right at the moment, it's just very peaceful. Ooh, I heard that one. Beautiful sound.
I can hear seagulls chirping, yeah, and wind through the leaves of the trees and school children.
I can hear rushing. The sea.
A clink of bottles sitting here too.
Usually hear lots of bikes. Usually hear my babies crying or laughing.
I heard only the birds. But, yeah.
Did you hear the leaves?
The leaves? From the... I don't know the name in English.
The leaves from the trees?
Yeah, the leaves from the trees too. Die Stimme von den Blättern.
Talk? Something else? If you close your eyes... Wind.
Our next artist is Kate Geck. Kate Geck is an installation artist working with digital and sensory space. Her work explores connectivity and experience, in particular the ways that technology can skew and mask sensory experience, and what she terms mediated versus unmediated immediacy. Her installations feature acrylic sculpture, kaleidoscopic projections, digitally printed substrates and augmented reality interactions.